Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Grab a drink, get comfy, and join us for some therapy.
With a twist. This weekend?
This weekend was a lot. I think I was home for maybe 20 minutes this weekend while I was awake.
What did we do? Okay, so
Friday?
Saturday. Oh, Friday. Yeah, let's start with Friday.
Friday was a day in and of itself because I had therapy on lunch, and then I had to go pick up my car because my car was broken. And then I went and picked up my sister and took her to my cousin's volleyball game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had went to a volleyball game Friday night, and then Saturday we got up and we went to boxing.
I don't know what we were thinking.
How do you feel about the boxing? Are you excited for our next class?
Oh yeah, because only did we go to an intro class, but somehow we agreed to go to two more.
Oh yeah, I don't think that we just stopped at one boxing class.
No, we're committed now. It was fun. It was fun. It was exhausting and my entire body hurts.
I knew it would be hard. I didn't really know how hard.
Or what type of hard.
I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that the coach saw what he would be, the instructor.
I don't know what you would call him.
You would call him. But
Mr. Calvin Hot Sauce Henderson.
Yeah. His vibes were just so good.
He had really good vibes.
He had good vibes where I was like,
You're telling me to do 2,000 push-ups, but I'm okay with this because you're being kind about it.
Yeah. That's the thing, is he kind of pokes jokes, but also he's very kind. So it's
Yeah. It made me feel
He was dancing. He was vibing. He provided the energy that I was lacking in what I needed to get through that class. And now I'm so sore.
Yeah, he gave me all of the motivation that I needed, while still, he had you do everything that he needed you to do.
Yeah, and he made you do it right. Because if you weren't doing it right, if you dropped your gloves and you left that boxer stance while we were in the middle of a drill...
20 push-ups.
20 push-ups for everybody in the class.
And one fucking boy dropped his hands.
But no, really, he was like, if two people drop their gloves, that's 40 push-ups. If three people drop their gloves, that's 60 push-ups.
I did. You better believe my arms were dead, but I was like, I'm not dropping.
Also, have y'all ever tried to do push-ups in boxing gloves?
Oh my God. I didn't know that was a thing, first of all. Who does knuckle push-ups? We are ladies here, okay?
Yeah.
We don't.
And then I had carpet burn on my knees. Because of the goddamn boxing class, you guys. What? Nobody prepared me for that because I couldn't do 20.
You did. You wore push-ups. Shorts too.
Yeah, I wore shorts, and so I had to do girl. If I'm gonna be doing 20 push-ups, first of all, I didn't even do the 20 push-ups.
No,
because everybody was done with the 20 push-ups by the time I got to five.
Yeah,
I was like, I haven't even gone down for six, and everybody is just getting up. You guys are just standing up right now, and I am on my knees doing five little sissy push-ups.
Yeah, well, I wore leggings because I had a feeling something like that would happen, and I was like, first of all, I don't do normal push-ups. I do the one where I am on my knees and I cross my feet.
I guess I just didn't know
what to expect.
I wasn't expecting carpet.
No. But I love it. We get there and he wraps our hands and then we put the gloves on. And you're in this. You're legit ready. And you practice your stance. And if you don't know, a boxing stance is a squat. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were legit in a squat for an hour and a half, basically.
Yeah. So my butt hurts, my thighs hurt,
everything hurts.
No weights at all. You're just standing in a squat position, swinging your arms for about an hour and a half. And no AC.
No, you're God.
Dripping sweat
because it's the smell of weight loss.
Leave Luna alone.
Bailey, are you being a mean sister?
Bailey, leave Luna alone. Okay, sorry. Luna. What were you saying?
No AC. And I love it because he was just like, that's the smell of weight loss. And I was like,
that's just must.
that's a lot of musty sweating that's in
a
here.
Lot of, yeah, that's a lot of something.
That, yeah, I just, it wasn't as bad,
but it
bad,
was a
though.
Great workout. I
it like, really was.
At the end, I literally had to lay there and I was like, oh my God, the guy may die. And it was really intense.
I might throw up.
Yeah, I honestly, at one point, I was like, and that's the thing is that he says to just sit there and like bob your head and like just move. Don't stop moving. And so it's like if you can't be throwing punches because your arms literally get so tired where you can no longer throw punches. Like I was just sticking my arm out at one point. Like there was no power behind me. I was literally just lifting my arm and doing like.
The 1-2.
Yeah. Like I don't even know. But
it was something.
It was a really good workout. And then we had brunch after. And it was like a reward.
It was.
Brunch on the patio.
Yes. We came home, showered because I was covered in sweat.
Had a whole layer of it on me.
No, it was so bad. It was so bad. And then we decided to go eat brunch because that's what you do after you almost die.
Yeah, I did get like an iced coffee. We got some donut holes. I got some tacos. I think next time, though, I'm going to get their juice. They had a juice bar, mm-hmm. And it was like turmeric and ginger, and I decided to all go with the iced coffee that had rum in it.
yes.
So it maybe was next good, time I'll be healthy. Yeah, it was called cinnamon toast milk, toast crunch milk.
It was like a cold brew with rum.
Bailey,
is Bailey eating the cat food?
She's just like hovering over them. We can edit that out.
I don't know.
Does she not have food?
No, she has food. So I don't know what her deal is. She's just being obnoxious. But yeah, so boxing was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we did. He was like, you guys get 2 free more classes. And so Wednesday night, we're going to try to go again.
Yep. We're going to see how this goes. I think it'll be good, though. I'm excited.
I think I felt better after. Like, at first, I felt really, whew.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, like, afterwards, I was pretty dead.
I could have taken a nap, probably, but we went from brunch, and then I went to my parents. We had our last day of summer. We had a little pool party, watched the Hogs play, the Hogs won, and then...
What did I do?
And then, well, Saturday night, we went and celebrated Karen's birthday.
Yes. Oh, I went to my mom's.
Yes. Yeah. You went to your mom's. I went to my dad's.
We got a turtle.
We did get a turtle.
I came home with a turtle.
Its water is so nasty already.
I'm pretty sure it's from the wood.
Because is it it's real wood or is it dyed
wood? It's real
wood. Oh, I'm like, should we have washed that?
So I think we'll be good. I'll rinse
it out. She's swimming around. Her name's Meredith.
She's happy. She's got her little tank. She's got her place where she can bask in the light. She's good. She's a little readier slider.
Love it.
So she's a happy girl.
We had a full weekend.
We did. We did go celebrate Karen's birthday. Karen almost
Saturday
died.
Saturday night. Yeah.
So that was not my fault. Thank God. I was a little nervous about that for a while, but it wasn't my fault.
And then Sunday... I went to my cousin's gender reveal, and she's having a little boy.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm so excited.
We went and ate Mexican first, and we're almost part of a party in the bar.
Oh, yeah. We almost got swooped up into this. They started reserving seats to the left and to the right of us. They were just going to stick us right in the middle. They didn't ask us to move or anything.
No.
We just, next thing you know, we have reserve signs on the sides of us. And there's like 2 on my side and then like 6 on your side.
I was like, guys, I'm just trying to watch the football game and see why my fantasy football's fucking me up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to figure out.
And then Sunday night, the Chiefs played. I went to my mom's for a fish fry, and we watched the Chiefs played. And I don't, like, really ever watch live football. Mm-mm. And so Travis Kelce gets the ball, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, where's Taylor Swift? Like, when are they going to show Taylor Swift? This That's is what everybody talks see. About. This is the whole reason I'm watching the show and the
game.
Show.
And I'm the one that doesn't know
and
football.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess she wasn't there, but whatever. But last time I watched a Kansas City football game.
Yeah.
Butker missed the field goal. He literally hit... I guess he's been doing pretty good, but, like, he literally hit the field goal. And I'm like, that actually probably takes more talent than getting it in, you know? Because a field goal is only probably, like, a foot wide. And yeah. You hit the pole. Out of all the open space up there, well, you hit the pole.
We took him off our lineup because he was bad PR.
Yeah, he was bad PR. I don't care about points. I care about publicity.
I sat there this morning, and I was very disappointed because I got half of the points that we were projected to get. And so I was like, do I need to DM all of my lineup and be like, guys, I'm a little disappointed.
Let's pull our shit together.
Yeah, let's do better next week. Because I would hate to have to bench you.
Yeah, and that's exactly what matters. I don't give a shit if you're playing the real game. You're going to be benched off my roster.
And I will
get your shit together.
I will be disappointed.
You're not going to the Super Bowl because of this. I know exactly how to get to the Super Bowl, and what you're doing is pathetic.
Basically. Oh, God. So, what did I do yesterday? I feel like I did so much.
Yesterday was the first day of fall. No, I woke up at, like, noon, and you had lived one of my whole months in one morning while I was asleep.
Had coffee with Bailey, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. On the weekends, I get up, go on the patio, drink coffee with Bailey. I made the garden was popping off yesterday for the first day of fall, which is great because, like, the autumn equinox is supposed to symbolize, like, harvest.
Oh.
And so the fact that I had a massive amount of vegetables,
I'm harvesting. Was just like,
okay, we're doing some things. So I made a gallon of pickles.
Holy shit.
And then a bunch of salsa. And then I cleaned the living room. I watered all the plants. I took a bath.
In the morning?
It was in the morning, yes. That's very relaxing. Yeah, it was a little different, but I was like, it's harvest.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a little bathy bath. So I did, and it was nice. I did the simmer pot.
Oh.
For, you know, bringing in some good vibes.
Yeah.
I did some orange and cinnamon and thyme and rosemary. It was nice.
A nice first day of fall.
I know. And then I made cupcakes. I did a chai spice with homemade caramel on it.
I didn't even eat one. I should have. I should have had like a little nibble, but.
I think there's still a couple at work, so we'll see if they're still there tomorrow. Mm. They mysteriously disappear overnight, which is really awkward when they're left at work.
The maintenance people are, like, coming and, like...
Snacking them.
Good for them.
Yeah, well, I was excited for... I mean, we did have rain yesterday, a little bit.
I was very happy for the rain. It, like, sprinkled for a second today. It was just kind of a gloomy day today. I'm loving it. I'm very excited for this.
I made chili for dinner. So that was nice. It was very on par with fall and rainy days.
It was really nice. So after your whole weekend, what's your high and low? Do you have a high and a low?
Oh, God. My low would probably be today. Today was kind of a shit day at work.
Shit Monday.
Just a lot of drama that I didn't think was necessary. But yeah, that would be my low. I think my high would be that I saw some of my family that I haven't seen in a couple of years. Yeah. I got to see my niece. And I took Bailey on a car ride.
Oh, I know she loved that.
Oh, she was a happy, happy girl.
That was the high of her week. Like, I can already tell you. Yeah.
It was good. It was a good one.
And I have to agree, mine was also seeing my family, but also we booked Salem, like, officially.
Yes, it's official, guys. Yeah. We are going.
Like, our plane tickets, they're non-refundable because I get the cheapest option possible, so we're going. I don't got insurance. We're going.
To Salem. We have so many plans for Salem and Boston, just in that whole area. We're gonna fuck it up.
Massachusetts ain't ready.
No, getting tattoos planned.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Whew.
I'm really
It's gonna
excited.
Be a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on Halloween that we're gonna be in Salem. Halloween.
Yeah,
I'm so excited, and that'll be our last episode for the spooky season.
Yeah, it'll be on a Thursday.
I'm excited.
Me too. But my low is my car broke this week.
Yeah.
And I had to pay money for that. And so I'm a little broke. And then I overspent a little bit. Oh, but I did win the diaper raffle at my cousin's baby gender reveal.
What is a diaper raffle?
You bring diapers and they put your name in a bowl. And then they draw out of the bowl. And you get like a gift card. So I got a $50 Target gift card.
Oh. So you basically got free diapers.
Yeah. So I spent like probably $40 on the diapers, but I also got her, I think like most people only brought one.
Oh, because you bought two different
kinds. And I brought two because I brought a box and a bag, and I guess a bag was one name enter and a box was two name enter, so I guess I got three name enter. So I feel like I cheated a little, but I was just like, I didn't know what size to get you, so I got you newborns and ones. And I know that bag that I got you that has like 16 diapers in it, that was $10, I know that's gonna last you one day.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And I didn't know what size to get you because I've never had babies.
Yeah, so, like, I got her, like, a box of the newborns because she was a tiny baby.
Yeah.
She was preemie, though, so she was, like, 3 pounds.
Oh, geez.
And so I'm like, you may need, I feel like she's just going to have a small baby. So I'm like, she needs some newborns and then she needs some ones just in case the baby actually maybe takes after his dad. I don't know how big baby daddy is, but.
Yeah.
It's actually her husband, not just baby daddy, but married and like in an actual like committed relationship and starting their family.
Well, I mean, so, you know, CoStar thinks we're dating. we went to Karen's party the other night. It was literally, we say party, it was just us. It was just
like friends got like a friend's
and so Taylor and I go over there, and one of the guys over there that's friends with them was like, so what is the dynamic between you two? What is this?
Are you guys dating?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, we are both very straight.
And then I said something. I said something and I was like, people are probably, our neighbors probably think that we're the lesbian neighbors. And Karen's husband goes, you guys have lesbian neighbors? And I was like, no, we're the lesbian neighbors. Like,
they think that we're
the lesbian neighbors.
Yeah. Which is, you know, honestly, it would make life so much easier
if I wasn't attracted to men.
Oh my god. Trust me, I would prefer not to be, but for some reason,
we've discussed this.
This is how I know. Both very
unfortunately attracted.
This is how I know that sexuality is not a choice. It's not a choice at all because I wouldn't choose this. This is not the life I would choose for myself.
Yeah, like I don't really feel like I yeah.
Yeah,
but here we are.
Yeah. Okay. It's where we are. It is what it is.
One good idea that we did get from a man, though.
Oh, yes. Was
thumbs down in road rage. Instead of middle finger somebody, thumbs down them. And I used this.
Oh, my God. Did she ever?
I was booing. I was thumbs downing. No cuss words. No middle fingers. Safer if you have kids around.
It was quite comical because I wasn't expecting it, but Taylor's sitting in the passenger seat and we are discussing this car that isn't doing what they're supposed to do anywhere in the aspect of they were driving. Just like,
they stopped to make a right turn. And she so I had like, to boo them.
Thumbs down multiple times, shaking her thumbs down, screaming boo. And I'm like, what the hell is happening right now? And then
road rage is a red flag, but this was my way to finally get my road rage aggression out without scaring myself.
So we discussed, Taylor and I both have verbal road rage, not physical road rage. Like, we're not gonna go get into a wreck or like crash into someone, but I will yell at you and I will be like, what are you doing?
And
what is this?
And my thing is that it's not every time either. Like, I've known people that every single time they get in a car,
yeah, mine's not.
And I'm like,
time.
At that point, babe,
the problem,
babe, it's not the other people, you are the issue. When you get in the car and there's an issue every single damn time that you're in the car, you're the issue.
Yeah. But I love it. I love it. We got that at work. I thought that was the funnest thing. I was like, okay. I don't know if I could physically thumbs down someone. I don't flip people off either, though. So that's just not me.
Oh, I did flip somebody off the other day.
Oh, you did? Because you were like, you don't even deserve a thumbs down. You deserve
that was
this.
Right after the thumbs down, yeah. But no, I guess I kind of flip people off.
I don't. I've never been that person.
The other day, too, nobody was letting me over. Like, you know how you have to take a right to get out of work, but then you immediately have to go left through three lanes.
Were you flipping off people that you work with?
Nobody was letting me out. And so I was just middle finger, thumb up, like, I fucking hate you guys.
How many of them do you see at work?
I hope they made eye contact with me because let me over.
Come see me.
I'm just a girl. Let me over. I'm so scared. I like turning on my right blinker, pulling out into the right lane, and then I sit there with my left blinker on. And I'm like trying to squeeze over because you don't have that long until the light.
You really don't.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so, so sorry. And then when they don't do it, I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Because I am like, I am feeling sorry right now for this. I feel like I'm ruining your whole day. And you're being an asshole about it. Just let me over. I'm crying in my car.
We're all just trying to get home or get to work. Either one.
Because if they don't let me over, like, if nobody, like, is nice enough to give me a big enough space, I won't cut people off and I'll just go all the way to the next line.
I've done that too. It's so sad.
I'm like, bro, you're going to add 10 minutes to my drive home. Please just let me over right now.
It's just, like, guys, we're all just trying to live. Like, let us do our thing. We want to get out of here. We all want to get home.
So maybe I'll turn my middle finger into thumbs down.
You get a thumbs down, sir. Be like Oprah. You get a thumbs down.
I wish
you
my horn was like, boo. Boo.
You know, you could change that.
I want to record it into my voice booing people. So when I honk, it's like, boo.
It's like, actually you.
Get the fuck out of my way. They pull up to me, God. And I'm like, hello? I'm like crying. I'm like, you want to let me over? I'm so scared.
I'm just a little girl.
Baby. while my horn is like, fuck you, get out of the way.
Like, are you
it's
sure?
My two personalities.
It's the bipolar
in me.
Taylor it's actually always, is bipolar. This is not us making
I'm
jokes.
Diagnosed. I've been trying to get that diagnosis off my back, though. And I'm 3 for 3.
It ain't going nowhere.
It's not. I try to convince them every time. I'm like, are you sure?
Are you sure? Is this real?
I'm like, not everybody has this. This isn't how everybody's mind works. Not everybody needs medication to function on a daily basis. What
is that out there? There are people that can function without medication.
People's brain chemistry isn't like
fucked,
swinging them from left to right every single day. Like, you don't know, you don't wake up and you don't know what world you're gonna be in.
You don't feel like you're having an existential crisis just like trying to pick out which shoes you're gonna wear for the day.
Like, what is that? That must be peaceful. Must be boring.
I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I need to go feed the cats. And I sit there and I'm like, I have to get out of bed to go feed the cats. And I know I'm going to get out of bed and go feed the cats, but then I sit there.
You spiral.
I spiral. It's and I'm like they're going to die if I don't get out of bed and feed them. And I'm like, fuck, Charles has so much fat he can last winter.
Yeah, Lucy and Luna can snack on him.
That'd be fine.
No, yeah, it's called not decision paralysis. I don't know, but it's something in some like fight or flight thing. I don't know, but
yeah. Well, I don't usually choose fight. I fly.
Yeah, me too. I drop. Like, you know those little pranks when people jump out around the corner and scare you. I don't know what it is in me, but I drop. Like, my whole family used to make fun of me because I just, when I get spooked. Also, like at haunted houses, they come out with a chainsaw. I go limp. I'm like a rag doll.
It's like, Taylor almost died in the living room the other day. We were coming inside from the patio, and she's like, I can't see anything. I don't know if my eyes are open, but everything is black. And then she just drops to the floor, and I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? So she's just sitting there holding her head, and I'm like, okay, I have the vacuum. Like, I walk around, and I'm looking. I'm like, her eyes are open. She's talking, so she's still good.
And it was pitch black. I know I had heard the vacuum. I was walking in, and I kind of was like, okay, I'm a little lightheaded. And then I knew I was supposed to be passing the coffee table. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't see a coffee table. I actually don't see anything. I hear Danielle standing in front of me vacuuming, and I don't see anything.
Nope.
And so I was like, am I passing out right now? I was like, I think I may actually be passing out, and I'm still standing, and I don't even know if I'm actually still awake right now. It was so disorienting, because I was like, I don't even know what my face looked like, but I feel like I was like really trying to open my eyes, because I was like,
your eyes were open. That's what the weirdest thing was, is you looked normal.
That's so crazy, because yeah, it was, I just knew I was supposed to come up on the coffee table, and I was like, I don't see a coffee table. I actually don't see anything. And yeah, I was like, I have to sit down or else I'm going to fall and bust my head open.
Yeah, that was not even good. Because this is like, it's like the tile that looks like wood, so it's harder. Yeah. And you would really fuck something up if you fell on it.
But I'm hypoglycemic, so it wouldn't have been my first time passing out.
Wouldn't be good.
I gotta start eating protein.
Don't we all? We're gonna be like the gym bros.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. You guys are trying to get your gains, and I'm just trying not to pass out. I'm trying to walk across my living room.
I just want to be able to.
Was that before or after boxing?
That was after
that, honestly, I feel like the boxing may have like
done something,
like
your done, equilibrium or something was off balance.
That, or like, I don't think I really ate. I didn't really eat very good, and I didn't hydrate very good before boxing.
No,
so
I think
I got pretty fatigued.
So we did well. So I bought those drip drops, mm-hmm. which are like it's a different brand from the liquid IV, but I really like the drip drop better. I just feel like I enjoy them more. But anyways, I bought some of those. So I've been trying to chug those to help with hydration. But I didn't eat before we went either.
We're going to have to eat Wednesday. Like a granola bar or something. But
yeah,
I don't know what I was expecting with that boxing class. But I'm happy we went. It was
cool. I'm ready for the next one.
I'm a little nervous, but I have muscles.
Oh, yeah. We learned today that
I have a little baby muscle, and now one boxing class brought that out. So now
she hasn't stopped flexing.
I know. I'm like, I'm flexing everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are. It was a mess.
I'm going to be a gym bro. I'm going to become a gym pro. In a month time, you guys are going to see me ripped, and I'm going to be just posting away. I'm going to be boxing. I say that now, and then I'm.
Bailey snoring. It's cute.
I love her. I do it for her. So I'm a fighter for her. I provide for her.
That was terrifying.
That was like a bit that like I would do not on the mic. I don't know what I do. It just got into me.
I don't know what
that was. That was a not for the podcast bit. Like, that was just like, that was too much of my real personality in there.
Well, that was Taylor.
Surprise me. You guys are really getting to know me. Sometimes I get too comfortable. Like, we are just like in our, like, I'm in my house, in my living room. Like, I'm
in my pajamas, I'm in my blankie.
I'm actually in my work clothes still, but.
Yeah, Taylor is weird and doesn't change the second she gets home. I am literally like, all right, work is coming off and I'm putting pajamas on the second I walk through the door.
I don't get into my pajamas until right before I go to bed.
No, I'm not that person. I'm like, I want to be in pajamas the second I walk in.
It is weird because I love being in my pajamas.
You went to lunch. We went to a whole ass restaurant.
I went to the local Mexican restaurant in my pajamas because I'm from Arkansas. That's how I was raised.
Boxers and an oversized t-shirt.
It was shorts from H&M. They look like, they look exactly like boxers.
They, yes. And she had to keep tucking her shirt in so people would know she had pants on.
Yeah, because I was also wearing a 3XL t-shirt. Thank you, Adam Sandler, for inspiring my outfit choices.
Yeah, he's good at that.
But
So we're watching a lot of things right now.
We're watching a lot of things.
Oh, we just started The Golden Bachelorette.
Yes.
Because it just aired. Mm-hmm. And we watched the first episode.
Yep.
And so we had some questions on some of the things that they did at the beginning.
Well, have you ever watched like the regular Bachelor or the Bachelorette?
Yeah. And that's what really threw me off is because they let them watch them walk in.
The entrances, yeah. So I had never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I watched The Golden Bachelor last year, which is the only reason I'm watching The Golden Bachelorette this year. Yeah, I thought those entrances were supposed to be private.
I thought they were too.
And those men were out there with their cocktails, just having a good old time watching the boys do their club. Things. It was...
Yeah, it was like a boys' club. I thought it was really weird that they were allowed to watch everything happen.
Did you have a favorite entrance?
The guy... Okay, so there were two that stood out. I didn't really have a favorite, but there were two that stood out. The guy that showed up with a blindfold on. Because she wanted him to see her. Like
she said she felt invisible at her age.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then the guy that came in with the electric cart.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was funny because he could walk just fine. But
he started doing push-ups.
Yes.
Wait, he came in with a cane.
Oh, he came in. Yes. He came in with a cane.
Limping. Throws the cane.
Starts doing one-handed push-ups.
One-handed.
And I'm like, sir.
At like 66 or something.
Yeah, that probably was excessive. 70.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
The one that cracked me up was the guy that brought the horse.
Oh God. Okay, yeah, that was... First of all, the horse was kind of cute.
That was chaotic. Yeah, it was cute because he was from Texas.
Yes.
But he gets off the horse and he's like, I want you to meet this horse. the horse had ran off. And all the men are out there watching all these entrances. And so there's like five men just standing there watching this horse run off on this guy while he's trying. It was chaos, but it was actually so funny. It was a really good.
Like, the horse just ran away.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? She's like,
I think your horse is like gone. But that was good. I can't believe, I feel like I just like him more than The Bachelorette. Like, I like him more than with the young people.
I think it's more genuine.
It touches at your heartstrings a little more,
because
don't
it? Yeah, because
there
was a guy, like, crying on the first episode.
Oh, I almost went, I can't do other people crying, because then I'll cry. But I kind of, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love seeing a man in touch with his emotions.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's some zaddies on there. I'm sorry, I know they're 60 years old, but...
they're doing what they do.
That's older than some of my grandparents, but, you know.
Yeah, I just... I think the fact that they... Okay, so the part that really got me is where they had their kid videos.
That was really cute. I think they did that because, you know, that one guy, his daughter came with him.
So she was... What was she? She was the
she
bachelor,
was the,
right?
She won The Bachelor. Yes. So...
She brought her dad.
Yeah, so she was like one of like the 24 girls or whatever. She was the last one that got proposed to, and now she's engaged to the last bachelor, Joey. Yeah. Which he's on Dancing with the Stars too, which I'm also watching, so we'll get into that. But she won The Bachelor. They're engaged, and now she put her dad on The Golden Bachelorette because her mom died like 6 or 8 years ago or something like that.
And she wanted him to have happiness again.
Yeah. And the sweet thing is that, like, these people's daughters and grandkids are who got them on the show. Yeah. And then, like, all they did videos from people. One of them was, like, his mom or whatever. And it's just their loved ones being like, we support you in this. Like,
I want you to find your love and happiness. And, oh, it just touches
And the men
heart.
Are just so, like, those men were so grateful. Like, they were, like, looking at the mansion. They were so wow.
Oh, my God. Like, that one guy, he walks up to the La Crusette, like, pots and pans. And he's like, he lifts the lid. He goes, oh, this is real. And I'm like, yeah, I would be sad. And then he turned the stove on and he was just like, oh. And then he opened the refrigerator.
It's a full stacked mansion.
He's like, oh, my God, this is all real. Like, we'll have to have a party in here. And I'm like, yeah, you better fucking cook in that kitchen.
Yeah. But it's so genuine and wholesome. And
it feels, and this cute. Feels more
It's less
real.
Drama, less catty, less... trying to get famous. Like, you're just trying to
live out the rest of your years happy.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's been really good. And Joey on Dancing with the Stars. So I know I was talking about Dancing with the Stars and I was like, Anna Delvey, Alona Mayer, and Stephen Pommelhorse. I'm so sorry, I can never remember his last name.
No, he's just Pommelhorse. That's all that matters.
But I was like really looking out for those three. First dance of the night is Joey Graffacetti, I think is how you say his last name. But he was The Bachelor last year. Mm-hmm. That man is fine. He's from Texas, too. And I don't know what it is. This may be one of my biggest flaws, but I love a cowboy.
You know.
And he looked good. He looked good doing it. He had the moves. He had the smile. He had the personality. He was cute. He's been making some really cute TikToks. His fiance is so adorable. She's always posting on TikTok too. And she's always talking about how she has ADHD.
Yeah.
And she's just like, she has so much personality. And I feel like you don't really get to see. I mean, I've never watched The Bachelor, so I may be completely, I don't know. I just feel like you don't get to know, you don't get to see these people's personalities, like, outside in, like, the real world when you're just stuck in a mansion and you're going on, like, lavish dates. You're only going to see so much of a person, you know?
Yeah, I feel like you have to genuinely get to know some. Well, I'm going to spiral off of that because what really threw me off is we were talking about one of the clips that they put into this after finishing the first week was saying I love you to one of them.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the episode of The Golden Bachelor, it's showing, like, clips of, like, throughout the season what you have to look forward to. And they dropped a clip of her telling one of the guys that she loves them. And I know that's what she's there for, and she's going to say, like, sometimes they say I love you to multiple people, but I'm just like, in the first episode, why are you showing who she's saying I love you to? Like, that's just, like, a little bit of a spoiler because you know that he's going to last a little longer, so... I don't know. I was just like, give me, I want to, like, keep me guessing, I guess. I don't know. I've never watched The Bachelor. Maybe this is just what they do, but I thought that was a little kooky.
Yeah, that threw me off because I, at first I was like, I'm invested to see, like, where this goes.
Is that, and I'm like, is that not a spoiler? That she because said it shows, it shows who she says it to, and I think she says his name.
And I'm kind of hoping that maybe he's, like, gone next week and it's not a spoiler. But then I'm also like, no, I want her to find love and be happy.
Yeah, so it's really weird, but...
Although, her boob almost popped out in one of these dresses. Mm-hmm. Like, that first... Because, well, one of these dresses. The only dress she had on for the night.
She was playing pickleball in the dress. Yeah, she looked great.
Pickleball. She looked phenomenal.
She's, what, 60-something?
Yeah. I think she was, like,
60... Good for her, Joan.
Charles,
don't do that, Charlie.
Yeah, she's got to be like, I think she said like 63, 64, something like that. But I just, she looks really good for her age, and I like that she's very concerned about like how she would feel like.
She mentions feeling, like, safe around one of the guys.
Yes. And I like that she was also very honest with them in, like, the preview. And she was like, I don't know if I'll ever feel that way. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'll ever be ready.
Like, 100% ready is what she was saying. But,
Which, it, I mean, I get it. I get it. I mean, she was married for a long time and... She didn't choose.
And that was
choose.
The father of her children, yeah, and then he died.
He passed away, so it's not like it was, like, a divorce or, like, a choice that was made.
Mm-hmm. And she was saying, like, she was kind of in denial about him passing away. He had cancer, and so she kind of denied it up until it happened. But I'm sure there's a lot of grieving and everything. But, yeah, I just hope they all have happiness. There is somebody that has a restraining order on the show.
Yes, that just came out.
Gil. He got a restraining order... like a month before it dropped or a month before production or something like that. He got a restraining order in like June and it was after they did the background checks. So like he didn't have a restraining order when they did the background checks.
No, it said
it came after.
His ex was granted a restraining order against him just days before the reality series production began.
Yeah.
So like he already like went through all of it, but like, did you read the details on it? So it says the contestant allegedly has a history of stalking, according to the restraining order that was, like, obtained.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he has a history of stalking. So I'm like, what did you
That's
do?
That's scary. Sure. I know. I hope this, like, I hope they're, I hope she's just safe. Yeah.
Well, what's even worse is he's an educator. So, like, he's that. Like a teacher or a professor
weird.
Or something.
Weird. Weird, weird, weird.
Yeah. I don't love that. So what it says is Ramirez's ex-girlfriend was granted a restraining order citing harassment and emotional as the justification. Despite telling him not to contact her or come to her house, he made repeated unwanted contact with her family members and friends, and alleging that the behavior lasted at least 2 weeks. 25 attempts daily via phone, text, or video. Although they live an hour away, he would show up to her place and different places that she would frequent just to confront her on a daily basis. She said that she was never physically injured by him, though. So it was literally just all of the drama.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's so scary.
That, yeah. And then apparently there was another one that another Bachelorette contestant had a restraining order.
I've heard crazy things about the contestants. Like, some of them are like in relationships outside of the show and they try to get on the show to like just get clout and stuff. It's, yeah, I don't know. I've never really been into the Bachelor world, but I'm really excited for Golden Bachelorette.
I'm excited for it too. And then you started another series.
Yeah.
The Mendez brothers one.
The Mendez brothers. Yeah. I've only made it to episode two because like two episodes in, I was like, oh my God, this is making them look really bad. And like, yeah, they killed their parents. That's really bad. But I had listened to like a lot of like just podcasts. I've heard the stories and I was like, they're portraying them as literal psychopaths. And I was like, I don't really know if that's what they're trying to do. So I don't really fuck with this. Like, I want to make sure that it's factual before I watch this, because like, those are real people in prison, you know? I don't want their story being twist and turned to make them look a certain way. Like, these aren't just fictional characters, these are actual people.
Yeah.
And so I stopped after episode two because I just knew what was, they were making it seem like the brothers were in a relationship with each other. They were making it seem like they were just psychopaths. Like, they didn't really, their trauma was like their parents embarrassed them. But my mom watched the full thing and she said that they do tell the truth. They do tell like what their like childhoods were like, because they had a lot of trauma and assault, and they had awful, awful, awful childhoods. And I just know that having those things done to you, they were being assaulted at the age of six, second grade. Absolutely, yeah. Disgusting. That messes up your brain. Having to have that trauma, not knowing right from wrong, having your trust broken at that young of an age, it has to fry your brain. It's going to set you up for so many just emotional issues at no fault for the persons. Yeah. And so, yeah, those parents deserved to be tortured and abused, because honestly, if you're going to fuck around with little kids, you deserved to be strung up by your toenails, and
you deserve anything that happens to you.
You deserve everything that happens to you. There's not a pain that is great enough in this world for you deserve that pain. And so, murder is never right. Murder is bad. They are serving their time. But like, oof. If anybody even touched my kids, I would have had a shotgun to their head too.
Yeah.
Like, so I can't even say, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I haven't watched the full series yet, but the first two episodes, I really felt like we're doing an injustice to the brothers. But now that I know that it does start to tell the stories, but I also have heard that Eric Mendez said that the show was trash.
Yeah.
And he lived it. So
he said it was trash and he said it was all lies. But he also isn't super forthcoming with all of it anyway.
He was
against telling all of their stories.
Oh, yeah. The younger brother's the one who confessed. The younger brother was like, we need to tell them what happened in our childhood. And the older brother was like, no, absolutely not. Not telling them what happened to our childhood. They got different lawyers because the older brother didn't even want to come out with the information of what happened to them. Which I'm sure that, yeah, you don't want to relive that. That is absolutely awful that you have to live it. But it is an explanation as to why your brain is the way it is. Like, I think that's a lot of psychological stuff. And they both deserve therapy. They both deserve help. I hope they get it. But yeah. Oh, and Dancing with the Stars. Anna Delvey. Mm-hmm. Danced with her ankle monitor, you know, and I guess there's a lot of controversy about her being on the show. A lot of people don't want her there,
like
because she's a criminal. I don't know, but when she danced, she was the last dance of the night. Joey was the first dance. He did phenomenal. Alona did really good. Steven did incredible. I think he got like third ranked or whatever. They all did incredible. Anna did good too. She missed a couple like dance moves, but she did good. But the vibe when she stepped on there, it was cheers. Like, whenever everybody else started dancing, like, crowd cheers. When she stepped on the dance floor, it was like almost silent. And it was so bad that, like, even one of the judges was like, I'm going to take my time right now to just say that everybody deserves a chance to be here and everybody deserves to have a chance. This isn't about what's going on in the outside world. This is about dance. And, like, everybody deserves to have a chance. She's like, we felt the energy shift as soon as she came out here. Like, we have to give her a chance.
Yeah. Did she dance good, though?
She was okay. Yeah, like, she was pretty good. I guess she had danced when she was younger. She did ballet and stuff. So, she was pretty good. She missed a couple steps, but it was pretty good. That's, I don't know who goes home. It was all live, so I'm going to have to watch tomorrow to see who goes home.
We've had some sketchy-ass people on Dancing with the Stars, and that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, so...
So, you have a movie on here.
Rebel Ridge.
Yeah.
So I came home last night, like 10:30, mm-hmm. and I put on a movie while I was getting ready for bed, because I just always have to have, like, a TV show or something going. I could not stop this movie until it was finished, and it was a 2.5 hour long movie.
Oh, God.
I was up till, like, 1 a.m. I was up past 1 a.m., but, like, I was, like, the movie ended at, like, literally, well, what time did I text my family? Because I texted my family at 12:59 a.m., I said I started Rebel Ridge when I got home and I couldn't stop till I finished. Very much recommend. It is, somebody at work recommended it and they said that it's the most boring, exciting movie ever.
Who recommended it?
Daniel and McKinley.
Oh, okay.
And
they would be the ones that have seen it.
Yeah, and it was really good because it's like an action movie, but you would just, like, you'll have to watch it.
It's already,
it's a cycle.
Oh, it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix movie.
It's a Netflix movie. It's so good. It's an action movie, but it's very psychological. It's very, like, this, I don't know if I can give you a good plot without spoiling it.
Just watch it. I'll watch it.
Just watch it. It's very good. It's an action movie. If you like action, it'll be good. But also, I think if you like psychological stuff, it'll also be really good. I don't love action movies.
I love, like, psychological thrillers, though.
That's the thing, that it's like boring, but it's exciting. But it's like, it's great. I really recommended it. I watched it all. I stayed up late to watch that movie, and usually I can stop a movie in the middle and not care about it and just finish it later. Mm-hmm. But I had to finish that one. It was really good.
Yeah, do we want to do CoStar?
Yes.
I don't even know if I've opened my CoStar for today. I feel like today's been a crazy day. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think to open it. And I'm sure it's going to tell me all the things that I did. Oh.
Is your spot on?
It says, don't be afraid to ask for don't be afraid to ask for clarification. Organize your tools. Today you understand the importance of speaking up. Even a whisper can be a powerful voice. You know what you need.
Oh.
Do sweat, erotic novels, melted wax.
You love smut.
I do love smut. Don't nitpicking situationships or waiting by the phone.
Oh, period.
Fuck them
both. Never do situationships. That shit.
No.
Ew. Mine today is just short and sweet. Mine says having fun is important. So. Okay. But my do's are jujitsu. Mm-hmm. I don't jujitsu, but I box. I box one time. Going veg. I do that every single day. That's my favorite part.
Going veg, maybe vegetarian.
You know, today I did get a Lunchable, and I was like, this meat kind of looks gross.
But then we had chili for dinner.
Yeah, and then that made up for my gross little Lunchable meat. That's probably not even meat. Do self tattoos. Don't private jokes, dramatizations, and second guessing.
Okay, well, we've done inside jokes, so...
We do inside jokes every day in my life. It's private jokes, but it's on a microphone, so it's not that private.
Yeah, mine with you. Taylor can touch your heart without you trying to control what it means. There's a spark between you and Taylor today.
Mine is not... Yours is like... Okay, mine is not on the same wavelength. Because
are we beefing again?
Yeah, like yours is trying to be like you guys are in love, and mine is like Danielle's feeling unhappy today. Danielle is finding it hard to remain pleasant. Help them switch it up and understand the difference between loneliness and solitude. Resist the urge to over-identify.
But that doesn't mean I'm being like that towards you. That's true. Because that was me today.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Today was.
It's just helping me understand you a little better.
Yeah. And mine is just like, there's a spark between you.
It's okay, giving me,
well, you know,
a warning. It's like, give her a break. It's been a fucking day. It's a Monday.
She's going to murder something today. That's what's going to happen. I don't even know. I feel like this astrology thing is pretty on point.
Yeah, it's very hardly a miss.
Yeah.
A lot of coincidences.
Charles. Or Luna or Lucy. Probably Lucy or Charles.
It's one of those two.
I was like, I actually got all y'all's names wrong in my head, but
it's fine. It's fine. So yeah, that, I feel like that was a lot.
That was a lot watching for this week. We were a little random, but I liked it.
We do have new episodes every Wednesday.
Every single Wednesday.
And then we do a bonus spooky season for this month in October, every other Thursday.
Last week, you told the story of, you told a couple paranormal stories.
I did.
I've done a true crime football story a couple weeks before that. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday, I'm going to tell another story.
It's all you, boo.
Yeah.
It's exciting. So, wherever you listen, whether it's Apple Podcast, Spotify, please subscribe.
Wherever we're at.
Like, comment. We are on TikTok, slowly. Instagram.
We love Instagram. Slowly. Interact on Instagram. We love it.
We do. Yes, we do have a few people that do message us on there, so that's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely reach out. All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.